No, said Narada Muni, I wish to see Maya or illusion because I talk so much about it to the people who are in illusion.
Narada Muni insisted, yo quiero aprender, quiero ver en la ilusión porque yo le hablo.
So Krishna smiled. He smiled mysteriously. After some time, he said, Narada Muni, please bring me a glass of water. Narada Muni said, we are at the moment walking through the desert. Where will I get a glass of water, O Lord? No, you go straight ahead. There you will find a river, and on the bank of the river, a village. A village. Yes. Narada Muni started to walk and walk until finally he arrived in the village. He knocked at the first door. No answer. Second door. No answer. Third door. On the third door, the most beautiful woman in all of creation opened. Welcome! What do you want? A glass of water. That is all? Come into my house. We have so many nice things here. Sit down comfortably. Narada Muni sat down. At this moment, the back door, or one back door in the room, opened and an elderly man came out. He said, oh, you must be Narada Muni. By astrological calculation, I have found out that today Narada Muni would come in our house and marry our daughter.
Por cálculo astrológico, yo he llegado al punto de saber de que hoy venía Narada Muni a nuestra casa y se casaba con nuestra hija.
It is also prophesied in ancient scriptures. The description fits. Narada Muni said, I actually wanted to stay a brahmachari. I don't want to marry. My life is a life of a monk. Not according to astrology. Narada Muni thought and thought, and finally he said, yes. Next day he was married, and after 10 further days he had 2 children. By then the old man had died and he had become the chief of the village. The Lord and Master of 20 houses. A little later, the monsoon came. Do you know what is monsoon? You have experienced Chintamani. Monsoon you have to experience to believe it.
Hay que vivirlo para creerlo.
It rains like as if a whole ocean comes down on you. And it does not stop. The river before the house became first like the Amazonas. Then it became like the Ganges when there is monsoon. And finally it looked like the ocean in Fuerteventura. The waves were very active. They took away all the houses one by one. Finally the angry waves knocked at Narada Muni's house and just took down the house. Narada Muni only had time to jump with his family into a boat. But saltaro en barco, yes. What a wonderful language. I'm reminded of Latin. I studied Latin before, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But the waves were not satisfied even then. They took first the first son of Narada Muni. Then they took the second son. Finally they took the wife. And then one wave came and it took down Narada Muni into the river. And Narada Muni actually started to drown. He grabbed onto something. It must have been a oar. And very loudly he screamed, "Krishna!" Slowly he opened his eyes and saw he was holding on to a yellow cloth. When he looked a little higher, he saw the moon-colored Lord. And when he looked still higher, he saw the Lord smiling at him. Do you now know what is my Maya? And said Krishna, "Where is my glass of water?" said Narada Muni, "One moment." He started to walk through the desert. He came to the river. There was a village of 20 houses. He knocked at the first house. No one opened. Second house. No one. Third house. No one. That is not correct. The door opened and the most beautiful woman in all of creation opened. Oh! What do you want? A glass of water. But we have many interesting things. No, I only want a glass of water. No, but please sit down. No, I only want a glass of water. Then the door opened in the back. Today is your day of marriage. No, I only want a glass of water. Okay, said the lady, here's your glass of water. Narada Muni brought it back to Krishna. And he said, now I understand your Maya, your illusion. The moment when I forget my glass of water for you, my Lord, then Maya has me.
En el momento en el que olvidamos el vaso de agua para ti, la Maya me absorbe, me
cobre. The moment you forget your glass of water,
en el momento que nos olvidamos de nuestro vaso de agua,
you can sing a song.
Podemos cantar una canción.
Maya, you really got me now.
Maya, me tienes ahora.
Yeah. Always remember your glass of water.
Siempre acordémonos de nuestro vaso de agua.
Last, where is your glass of water? For Krishna. Chintamani, your glass of water for Krishna. Francesco, for Krishna. Everyone is now, but I think you understand. It's not just one plastic cup from the plastic industry of Fuerteventura. Yeah. In symbolo, yes. We will now discuss from the Bhagavad Gita what is our service for Krishna.
Ahora vamos a hablar del verso del Bhagavad Gita y conocer cuál es nuestro servicio a Krishna.
Can every one of you see these immortal words?
¿Podemos ver todas estas palabras inmortales?
Or maybe we should bring it a little. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Vorsicht, dass da. Ach ja, aber du bist ja nicht. Ja, du kannst erstmal. Ja, du machst die. Oh ja. Can you all see? Maybe like this? Okay, so I will now, first of all, I thought to read to you in Sanskrit, here it is. Actually, Dinesh can read it for us. It's the 1865 man meiner genau. What happened? Water. Yeah. Please repeat after me. Man. Mana. Bhava. Matpakto Majaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Evaishyasi Satyamte Pratijane Priyosime. And now we will sing it a little bit more. Man manabhava mat bhakto.
Man manabhava mat bhakto.
Majaji mang namaskuru.
Majaji mang namaskuru.
Mame vaishyasi satyam te.
Mame vaishyasi satyam te.
Pratijane priyosi me.
Pratijane priyosi me.
Very good. This is like an ancient Sanskrit school. Dinesh will now read it for us in the sweet Spanish language. It's text 65. Yes?
Voy a leer la traducción. Siempre piensa en mí. Conviértete en devoto mío. Adórame a mí y ofréceme a mí tu homenaje. De este modo vendrás a mí sin falta. Yo te prometo esto, porque tú eres mi querido amigo.
The first thing which Krishna requests us to do, so to say, the first part of our glass of water, is to always think of him.
Lo primero que Krishna nos pide, o sea, la primera parte del vaso de agua, es que siempre nos acordemos de Krishna.
There are different ways to think of Krishna.
Hay muchas maneras de pensar en Krishna.
One is to think of Krishna over his or through his nature.
Uno es pensando en Krishna a través de su naturaleza.
For instance, Prabhupada was often asked, "Can you show me God?" And he said, "Drink a glass of water." He said, the question was, "Can you show me God?" And he answered, "Drink a glass of water." Because the taste in the water, that is Krishna. I remember once we were bathing in the Indian Ocean. And one of my god brothers said, "Oh, Prabhupada, this is so much Maya. It is so much sun, beaches, the ocean, that I forget Krishna. It is so beautiful here."
Uno de sus hermanos le dice, "Esto es demasiada ilusión, el sol, la playa, estás a olvidarme de Krishna."
Prabhupada said, "But this all is Krishna."
Prabhupada le responde, "Esto es todo Krishna."
The water is the stomach of the Lord.
El agua es el estómago de Dios.
The sun is the eye of God. And even the beautiful coconut trees, they are the hairs on the body of the Lord. Where is Maya? Everywhere I see Krishna. So this is the first way you can think of Krishna. When you see the ocean of Puerto Ventura, before Puerto Ventura, that is Krishna. When you drink the imported water from Las Palmas, you can think the taste of this water is Krishna. Krishna even says that he is sexuality, which is not against Dharma.
Krishna también dice que él es sexualidad, que eso no va en contra de nuestro deber.
Most people have sexuality against Dharma, changing partners, no marriage. That is not Krishna. But if it is in a dharmic situation, even that is Krishna.
Incluso, y hay gente que utiliza el sexo como con comer personas, varias parejas. Eso no, pero cuando el sexo también es la sexualidad.
So Krishna can be seen in the natures which surrounds us.
Krishna se puede observar, contemplar en la naturaleza que nos rodea.
Another way to think of God is to think of God in the heart.
Otra forma
is directing the wanderings of all of us.
Que está dirigiendo a cada ser de nosotros.
When I see all of you before me,
cuando él nos ve a nosotros delante de él,
I immediately see that there's Krishna in your heart and he has brought us together this evening.
Él ve en cada uno de nosotros a Krishna y que Krishna nos ha traído esta tarde aquí.
This is a very beautiful way of seeing another person, to see God in his heart.
Esta es una forma magnífica de ver a las otras personas, visualizando a Dios en cada
uno. That's why we greet each other, Namaste.
Por eso cuando nos saludamos decimos Namaste.
We greet the Lord in the heart of the other person.
Saludamos al Señor en la otra persona.
Or in Vaishnava style, we greet each other by even bowing down on the floor. When we were coming on the airport of La Fuerteventura, or what is it called Fuerteventura? All of us were bowing down on the asphalt. It was quite something for the German tourists, the highlight of their visit to Fuerteventura.
Cuando ellos llegaron en el avión y se bajaron del avión y se pusieron de rodillas en el suelo en el asfalto de bueno, en tren de aterrizaje en el aeropuerto.
The German tourists will forget after some time the waves and the land of Fuerteventura, but they will not forget Bhakta Las bowing down on the asphalt of the airport of Fuerteventura. This is a practical application of respecting the Lord as super soul in the heart.
Esta es una práctica coloquial de respetar al Señor.
Yogis meditate on this form by meditating that in the area of the heart there is a lotus, and within that lotus there is the all beautiful Lord.
Los yogis cuando meditan visualizan una flor de loto y dentro de esa flor de loto está la divinidad.
And they meditate on the smile of the Lord.
Y meditan en la sonrisa del Señor.
Because this smile will evaporate the ocean of tears by the conditioned souls.
Porque esta sonrisa transmuta todas las penas, todas las internas, todas las mamás de nuestra.
Yes. So this is a second way of meditating about Krishna, thinking of Krishna. And another way is thinking about Lord Krishna, the divine flute player.
Otra forma es pensando en Krishna como el que toca la flauta.
Do you know when Krishna plays on his flute, the love which is in his heart rises and comes through his breath into the flute and spreads all over the creation.
Cuando Krishna canta, todo su amor sale de su corazón a través de su suspiro, su aliento, y sale la flauta a toda la creación.
This love is so strong that the devotee said, "My Lord, stop playing, please."
Este amor es tan fuerte que los devotos dicen, por favor, para, porque la energía es tan fuerte.
But then the wonderful fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the fragrance of sandalwood and the lotus, emanates through their goes through their nose and makes them mad also.
Luego lo que es la fragancia divina de Krishna es una mezcla entre sandalwood
and lotus.
Entre el sándalo, el incienso y el loto emana y lo daña a todos los devotos.
And then the devotee faints.
Y luego el devoto se desmaya.
Even if he closes his eyes, Krishna, the God of love, attracts him anyways.
aunque se tape los oídos, Krishna lo atrapa con su encanto, con su vibración. Yeah.
Hari Bol, goodbye. Arrivederci. Yes. Yes, yes. Benvenuti, arrivederci. So this, we can think of Krishna in many ways. Everyone can think of Krishna. Don't be a fool. Don't think of material things. When you think of material things from morning till evening, you will be so disturbanto, disturbed. Hare Krishna. Huh?
Don't think only material things.
Think of, even if you think about material things, you can put them in relationship to Krishna. For instance, if I'm disturbed, I was driving through Fuerteventura, all of a sudden, I forgot to put benzene in my car, and now I'm standing in the midst of the desert. Yes, Jayadev will be able to talk of such experience to you. Yes. So you feel disturbed. But you can understand, my dear Lord Krishna is giving me a little bit of my karma.
Pero podemos comprender también que Krishna nos está dando una parte pequeña de nuestro karma.
My karma is going to the end.
Mi karma está finalizando.
Even when you are in misery, in other words.
Incluso cuando estamos en miseria.
If you understand Krishna has sent this to me so that I can learn something, then you are no longer in misery.
Cuando comprendemos que esto nos ha sido enviado para aprender algo, entonces ya no tenemos
miedo. But if you forget Krishna, you will suffer in illusion.
Si nos olvidamos de Krishna, vamos a sufrir en la ilusión.
Hare Krishna. This is a fact, my dear devotees. This is a fact. You may think, oh no, it's not so black and white. But if you will be able to see the moment you remember Krishna and you are in God conscious, how you feel, then you know everything else is of lesser quality. Yes. By thinking of Krishna, the Lord comes into our heart, and He drives away the darkness of avidya, or ignorance. I feel now that I have talked enough for the people of Fuerteventura for this evening. It is sometimes a little difficult to remain attentive for a long time. So the next lecture we will talk about the second way, the second path of Bhakti Yoga. Yes, the second item of Bhakti Yoga. Yeah, the first was always thinking of Krishna.
El primero consiste en pensar en Krishna.
And in this way be enlightened in God consciousness.
Y así iluminamos la conciencia
divina. And tomorrow, yes, we will talk about the second part. Don't miss it.
Y mañana hablaremos de la segunda parte.
Then one day later we talk about the third part. And on the fourth day we are all Bhakti Yogis. And those of you who cannot come can discuss with Jayadev and Chintamani about the subject matters and learn also this way.
Yeah.
And Dinesh G also, they can talk with me. But please, if you remember one thing, it is your glass of water for Krishna. Haribol. Now I want to thank you very, very much. Sometimes when I explain Krishna conscious knowledge, I get a little fired up. Enthusiastic. And then with great enthusiasm I yell and shout. The reason is that the spiritual knowledge is just so important. And when you live it, you become so happy. It really rises you up to a total different plane of consciousness. It's not theoretical, it's practical.
Not teoría, es práctica. No. Eleva a un nivel de conciencia.
And therefore, I become always a little enlivened and enthusiastic and say sometimes little difficult things to digest. Please excuse me if I have said something a little bit too intense.
Pide perdón por si ha dicho algo que ha sido como
too intensive. Yeah. I'm just so enthusiastic. Okay. Now we will do, and I want to thank Dinesh. You are a talent of a translator.